When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, we got a good CarCast for you today. We're going to talk about the Geneva Auto Show, some of the big debuts there, Porsche 911 Turbo S, McLaren, and the crazy Koenigsegg four-seat two-door car. Before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about Geico. Let's say you have a home you own or rent, and it's oftentimes going to be a lot of work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing because you already have so much to do around your home already. If you go to geico.com, you get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Hello, welcome to CarCast. I am Matt, the Motorator D'Andrea, with newly crowned, is it Universal Champion? I think it's Universal Champion. There's so many belts out there. Bill Goldberg, back from his trip from Saudi Arabia, wrestling, winning a belt. And by the way, the best part about that was you flew around, you won the belt, you came home, and then Gage took the belt to his baseball game and got a photo with his whole team holding the belt, which I love. I think maybe Wanda posted it on social media. I don't know if you posted it or Wanda posted it, but it was great seeing the kids there, the whole team, like in uniform, holding the championship belt. Not a lot of Little League teams get to hold a WWE championship belt.
Dude, and people really want to know why I do what I do.
Yeah.
That's why I put my, I mean, you know, obviously it pays well, and I don't really care about being on television anymore. I've been there and done that. And so the glory is in being able to fly, you know, 16 hours back, land in San Antonio, haul ass to my son's baseball game, and let his team take a picture with the title, man. I mean, truly, that's why you do what you do.
Yeah, you know, I've been over to your, before you moved, I was over at your house when we were kicking off this deal, and you had the belt there. You had another one of the WWE belts, and you brought it out and, you know, put it on, and it's heavy. Like,
and took my clothes off and put it on and ran around the house. Is that what you're going
to
say?
Yeah. Goldberg's always running around in his underwear with the belt on. That's just kind of his normal everyday deal. But but it's, you know, it's just, it's kind of bigger and heavier than you think it's going to be. You know, like, it's hefty. It's, they do a good job kind of making that thing. You know, I think
you hit somebody in the head with the real one, and they're going out for sure. I mean, it's a substantial piece of hardware, man. I mean, they try to make it mean something, and this time I got the blue one, which is the SmackDown version. So Gage has got both a red and a blue version of the Universal title, and you know, hey man, I don't know how long I'll have it. You know, I'm sure I'm a conduit to bigger and better things for the WWE, but as long as I got it, if it's 1 second, 1 day, 1 week, that's long enough.
Yeah, as long as you guys are having fun with it, that's great. All right, we're going to kick some things off. Before we do, a little reminder from our friends at Dodge. They're doing their Dodge Power Dollars deal. With Power Dollars, for every horsepower of your new Dodge vehicle purchase, you'll get $10 off. Peeling out in a 2019 Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack? No problem. You just got $4,580 off. All right, so I know you're in the car. You're going to be home soon, and it's going to get a little bit quieter over there. But all kinds of crazy stuff going on. this coronavirus seems to be kicking everyone's butt, like all around the world. Some pretty tragic results of that death, some deaths as a result of that. But things are just shutting down all over the place, and you know we've talked about this on some of the other podcasts. You won't get into it too much, but what is it doing for the automotive industry? It's shutting down factories. It's shutting down travel. And it's shutting down auto shows. I'm actually not sure what it's going to do to the SEMA show later this year, but we know that the Geneva Auto Show was canceled pretty much at the last minute. Like, people kind of knew it was going to be canceled. Here's kind of a weird thing. I don't know, like, this is good, bad, or otherwise, but the Geneva Auto Show guys, the people that planned the event, didn't shut it down on their own. Because if they shut it down on their own, they potentially open themselves up to tons of money in refunds and potential lawsuits if they can't pay. However, they had an insurance policy that said if they were shut down by something out of their control, for example, the government, then they're not on the hook for it. So they literally waited to the last minute until the government said – all events, 1,000 people in attendance or more are now shut down. And with a government shutdown, it allowed them to enact their insurance policy and pretty much shields them from any potential lawsuits. So it's a huge financial hit for all the car companies that were supposed to be there. But anyway, in lieu of the auto show, the car companies are doing digital presentations and digital press kits and videos, and they're just moving to sort of a virtual car show, if they will. And it's interesting because we're getting to see some of the cars. You know, this information is starting to come out there now, so everything's going to basically be online. And by the way, all these car companies, like all of Honda and Acura and I think Ford and all these companies, they've just shut down international travel completely. So there's none of their execs are allowed to fly. Their employees aren't really allowed to fly for business, at least. I guess personally you can do whatever you want, but it's kind of a big deal. And also a weird statistic that I read recently that in China, because so many factories and stuff are shut down, that their carbon footprint dropped in the last 2 weeks by like a third. It was such a huge it's if there's a little bit of silver lining, and it's tough to claim that there is, but a drastic reduction in carbon emissions in China because
well, yeah, you can actually see them via satellite now as opposed to before when
yeah.
It's just like a cloud of crap.
And you know what's crazy is now China is they're trying to draft like an industry stimulus package where the factories open and create steel and stuff again just so they don't basically go out of business. But it's kind of a catch 22, right? It's like, well, all right, if they have to be shut down and everybody's safer if it is, why not clean up the environment a little bit in the process? But they're saying, well, we can run these factories and make steel that nobody's going to be using anytime soon just to keep the factories alive. But yeah, but that's – by the way, the biggest pollution, the cause of pollution out there are industry. It's the factories that are there. It's not really – the cars that are out there these days, cars with catalytic converters and things like that are pretty clean. But it's the coal burning and to run these factories and the amount of power that it creates to do that. But anyway, it's kind of a weird thing how one thing affects the other. But
I'm going through it now. I've got a signing in Liverpool on April the 18th, which I'm unfortunately having to cancel. So.
Yeah, look. Look in the car world. Again, what does this do to? Well, we know like the first. I don't know how many races. The first half of the season of F1 has been canceled. I'm sure other races are going to be canceled. I think the New York Auto Show is still on track for April. Again, it could be because they can't actually cancel to the last minute because of insurance reasons or whatever. Who knows? But they're still moving forward. What does it do to the SEMA show this year? What does it do to events that we like? Goodwood Festival of Speed. What about Goodwood Revival? What does it do to those events?
It's going to affect everything. You know it is. It's a domino effect. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. Everybody can give their own assumptions as to what's going on, but the fact is that look at the trend. Look at where we're headed. You know, WrestleMania may be an issue. I know WWE came out and stated that they're full head of steam, you know, forward, but you know, a lot can change in a short period of time. There's two people that have come down with it in Tampa, you know, so.
Yeah.
Our show is in Buffalo this week, you know, Friday. So you got concerns with traveling up there?
How much of the WWE to put on a live show, there's a huge amount of people, not just the performers, but there's the staff and the build out and everything like that. And I don't know how all of those people travel. I'm sure guys like you and some of the big draws, the A-listers there might be able to catch a private flight on WWE's plane or some, whatever the arrangement may be. But it seems like there's a small percentage of the team that has to put on this event that's able to do that, right? I don't know what it takes, 100 people, 500 people, but what is it, 50 people are able to fly private and the other 450 people have to, you know, get their various ways, truck drivers and commercial flights.
That's pretty much how it is, but the 50 is more like 20.
Yeah.
You know, and then, hey, ours is a live show. You know, our money is based upon crowd interaction. I do a signing. I walk to the ring. I high-five kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of physical interaction with these people. You know, it's you're in a conundrum. Do you go out and do your job, or do you overly worry about your health? Well, you know, I'm of the belief that you work backwards from it. You look at worst case scenario and make sure that you're covered and you know, work backwards from that. But, you know, if you don't take precautions, then I guess it's your fault, to be perfectly honest with you. So I think it's something to be taken very seriously, especially when you're having to go out in public and deal with a lot of people. And you must take the precautions that you can take.
Yeah, understood. And those are big events. You get 10,000, 15,000, 18,000 people in an arena. You know, that's a lot.
It's huge. And then you look at WrestleMania, and it's 50. You know, 50 to 75 to 100,000 people.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, so anybody attending event,
then you look at basketball. You look at any sporting event. Any place where people are congregating. You look at, you know, what they're talking about with the Olympics. This could be the coronavirus show, but the fact is it's you talk about what it's doing to the car world, it's affecting every element of our lives right now.
It is. But I'll tell you what, you know what event is coronavirus free? CarCast Live on March 21st at the Peterson Automotive Museum.
There you have it.
That's the safest car event you could go to. tickets available at peterson.org/carcast. Show us your car and come out for the screening of Shelby American and some unseen footage, some of the DVD extras. I say DVD extras, but I don't know if it's Blu-ray, it's DVD, it's extras. I don't know what it is, but there'll be a live CarCast show as well. We're working on booking some very cool guests for that. And happy to say that our friends from Jegs, from Jegs.com, they just gave me a call and said, hey, man, we want to be a part of this. So we're going to have a car show, and we have four categories of cars that are going to be judged. And Jegs has stepped up and saying, you know what, you guys want to modify your cars and get some cool stuff. They're giving away a $250 gift card to each of the four category winners. So show off your car, maybe win some prizes. It's going to be a cool event. All right, so there's a bunch of cars that were supposed to be released at Geneva, and you're starting to see them pop up all over the place. But there's a few on the list that, some of the bigger cars, the most impressive cars, because we love the unattainable, especially for the regular folk. A big move. What do you guys think of the Porsche 911 Turbo S? It's interesting that that Porsche released the 2021 911 Turbo S before the regular Turbo, and they did that because they wanted it to be a halo car, but also they said the Turbo S outsells the regular Turbo, even though it's a big price bump. But most people apparently that are spending that kind of money buying or leasing, I don't really know what the numbers are on those, they're opting for the Turbo S. And, you know, I've always thought the Turbo S was a better deal when you think of some of the things that are included in it. But it's going to be pretty interesting. This is what we know about the Turbo S is, first of all, it gets a pretty significant bump in power. The Turbo S was 580 horsepower, and now it's bumped to 640 horsepower. And it's interesting because if it's 580 and they bump it to 600, the 600 horsepower number is nice, but at that point, it's really kind of difficult to feel 20 horsepower. But when you get this kind of a bump, it does make a difference. It does make a difference. This is something that you can feel. And what does that translate to? 0 to 60, 2.6 seconds. It's amazing what we're doing with cars. 2.6 seconds. And if you feel like drag racing the thing, this thing will run 10 50s off the showroom floor.
That's pretty impressive.
Right? It's got a top speed of 205 miles an hour. I don't know if you're going to be able to do that, but it's pretty interesting. And there's a lot going on with the car. There's a lot of development and changes into the car as far as how they packaged everything, air intakes, or where the air filters are. It's going to be it's a 3.8 liter, like we said, 640 horsepower, 590 pound-feet of torque, and that's a jump of 74 pound-feet of torque over the previous model. And I think that's where you're really going to feel it, especially off the line, is you're going to feel that that big torque bump. I think the previous Turbo S did 0 to 60 in 2.7, and this is 2.5. I don't know. It's pretty crazy, right? Like the amount of power and how fast these things are.
Okay, you talk about crazy and how impressive that is. Can we skip the McLaren and go right to the four-door, what is it, a Gamera?
Gamera. So, yes. All right. We're going to touch on
that. God, because you just talked about the stats. Now, compare the stats to a four with this four-door car.
All right.
To that Turbo S.
We're going to touch on a few of these. By the way, the Porsche Turbo S, 204,000, 204,850 for the coupe, 217,650 for the cabriolet. And anybody that knows Porsche knows that's pretty much your a la carte base price. So feel free to throw options on top of that. all right. So let's talk to about the Koenigsegg. We'll get on the McLaren as well because I do like the McLaren. The Koenigsegg. Gemera? Is it, I don't know if it's Gemera or Gemera. I'm going to say Gemera, but here's the thing is I just think of Godzilla and Gamera and the big flying turtle that spins around and shoots a laser beam out of his mouth, or I think. I just think of Gamera. Like, Gamera is the best Godzilla character, I always thought. So anyway, Koenigsegg unveils what they call a hybrid mega car. I don't know why we're at mega car now. We had supercar, we had hypercar, now we're at mega car. And this is the crazy thing. So 1,677 horsepower. It'll launch 0 to 62 miles an hour in 1.9 seconds. It has four seats. It is a four-door. It's not a four-door. It's a four-seater, and it has two big doors that just straight-up scissor door, right? So they kind of pop
it's
out
awesome.
And swing out. Yeah. It looks cool.
It's so freaking cool, dude. This car is so funny. It's awesome. I mean, I mean, you look at the Dodge is rumored to have the wide body Hellcat red eye Charger coming out, right? So yeah. That'll have 797s, and that's a four door. That's a dedicated four door, big four seat car. This is just short two doors because these things are gigantic, you know, as they sit. But it's got four seats in this thing, and the numbers are just crazy. I just love the fact that we're even looking at this right now.
By the way, 1,677 horsepower, but 2,581 pound-feet of torque. This thing is a monster. And apparently, it's got room in it. With those big doors swinging open, four people can get in and out of this thing basically at the same time. It's got giant, like, infotainment touchscreens in the front and the rear. But it's, you know, it's cool for, you know, like racing seats basically that are in it. But talk about some of the innovative stuff that Koenigsegg is doing. We've seen them develop their own carbon fiber wheels and their camless engine. It uses servos to open the valves so they can control lift. There's no real limitation on lift like on a cam. The timing of it. It's so cool what these guys are doing. But this is what's interesting is there's a gas engine and I believe three electric motors. And the gas engine is – listen to this. It is a sequentially turbocharged 2-liter inline three-cylinder, okay? Three-cylinder engine, 2-liter three-cylinder. And the gas engine alone puts out 592 horsepower out of a 2-liter.
Out of a 2-liter. That's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
It's insane. This car is beautiful too, man. I got to say.
And it puts out 443 pound-feet of torque out of this 2-liter inline three. And it's incredibly efficient. Like, I don't know what the actual gas mileage is going to be on this car, but it even has cylinder deactivation, or it'll even shut down and just go into EV mode with the electric motors. The amount of technology and stuff is incredible on this thing. Of course, it's going to be well over $1 million, but
yeah, then there's that.
Koenigsegg calls their engine the tiny friendly giant. And it has a single speed direct drive transmission. So I don't know. It's like a golf cart.
They described it. This could be the ultimate family car or just the most irrational thing Koenigsegg has ever made.
It's funny because they totally understand what they're doing. They understand how ridiculous this is. Their camless engine is called Free Valve. It's Free Valve technology that they created. Variable valve timing and lift basically has no limits. It's all basically controlled with a solenoid. I guess it's electric. It has a 15 kilowatt battery. It can go 31 miles on just battery. Or in hybrid mode, it has a total range of 590 miles. I don't know if that 590 miles, how much that drops when you're trying to do 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds from every single stoplight on the way to school.
Exactly.
It'll run on regular gas, and it'll run on E85. And apparently, it's also pretty loud. So it does have like a supercar sound to it. They work with Akrapovic, the exhaust company. They have a titanium exhaust on this thing. And I think a few companies are working with them now on doing sort of OE exhaust. Pretty interesting stuff. But isn't it crazy looking? I mean, it's crazy looking. The interior
awesome
is crazy
looking. Look at the exhaust.
Oh, yeah. This is
the car is beautiful.
It has a carbon fiber tub with aluminum substructures. The height is electronically adjustable. It has center lock carbon fiber wheels. It's got 21s in the front, 22s in the rear. I don't know the exact tire size, but I kind of want to see the doors kind of move in action. I want to see like videos of those things happening in real time. But It's a four-seat, two-door, but with one big door just scissoring up. It has so much – it looks like it's the easiest thing to get in and out of. I mean, other than crawling into those bucket seats. But for the most part, it's pretty nuts.
And it looks like the rear seats have actually more room than the front.
That's what they're saying. They're saying that there's actually more room in this car than you think. I question the sloping rear, you know, profile. What does that do for headroom? But you know, rear glass, big panoramic glass roof. It's pretty interesting looking. I just don't know where we get to see one of these things because I'm so excited about seeing one of these things in person.
Well, we'll see it virtually first now because of the shows, but you know.
Yeah, but the photos look incredible on it. Like we said, about $1 million. It's going to be.
And isn't it funny that we're jumping around and now we saved a mundane new 765? Talk about last.
I know, right? The McLaren. By the way, I somebody has to hit up like Koenigsegg and go, hey. You know, we're doing a SEMA show build. I think it'd be pretty wacky to use one of your engines. Can I use your tiny little three-cylinder, two-liter that makes 592 horsepower? Can I put that in something, right?
Like my son's go-kart.
Right? It would just be – that engine is impressive to me, more than the rest of the car, the engine alone. Okay, so McLaren, 720S. You've heard us talk about the 720S before. One of my favorite cars, just a great all-around, if you will, everyday supercar. Incredibly fast. It's comfortable. It looks good. It has the front axle lift. You know, sounds good. I drove the coupe. We filmed commercials and stuff with them. We did whatever social media stuff. We filmed a bunch of stuff for them, and then I drove the Spider, which is cool. It's a carbon fiber and glass. Hard top. It's a convertible hard top, but then it had the electronic opacity, if you will. I guess that's what they're calling it. It's you hit the button and it's clear glass, and then you hit the button again. Instantly, it goes to a frosted like white to block it out. So, by the way, that's I don't know. It's like a $2,000 or $3,000 option just to make the glass turn. So, one of the most capable cars in the McLaren lineup, the 720S. They gave it an update, and it's the 765 LT. Now, we know in McLaren terminology, the LT is long tail. And technically, it is a long tail, but it's only about 0.3 inches. It's like a little over a quarter of an inch longer than the 720S, but qualifies as long tail. And you can get it as a lightweight version. And what they're doing is – they have two versions of a lightweight seat, a number of other things they did, a little less sound deadening and things like that. You can get it without air and without the infotainment system. And so in its lightest configuration, 2,952 horsepower. However, although it's under 3,000 pounds, if you did put the air in it, in the infotainment system, I think their setup is only about 25 pounds to add that stuff. So you're still under 3,000 pounds with a car that you can drive with air and infotainment, radio, and all that stuff. Under 3,000 pounds. They took a lot of the things from the Senna and they brought it over into this car. Some of the braking systems were an optional braking system, the head gaskets, they increase the horsepower, so it's still a 4-liter V8, but the S gets it gets a bigger fuel pump. It gets forged aluminum pistons. It gets the head gaskets. It's a 3-layer head gasket, like I'm assuming an MLS, like a multi-layer steel head gasket, out of the Senna, and a better a freer flowing titanium exhaust. And you can see the four exhaust pipes coming out the back. And the power is up to 754 horsepower. It is impressive. So I would say 0 to 60 is like 2.7, right? 2.7, And the braking system, this is what's impressive. You go from 124 miles an hour to zero in 7.2 seconds. I don't know how you benchmark that against the other cars. I don't know how they come up with 124 miles an hour to zero, why they came up with that number. But to give you some context, it's 1.2 seconds quicker than the 720S, which already is badass.
That's substantial.
Yeah. It's 205 mile an hour top speed. And it's actually what's interesting is 205 top speed. The 720S is 211, which is a little bit more, but it's because they've geared up the 765 to be a little bit quicker accelerating and around a road course. You can dig out of those turns a little bit more. Anyway, it's pretty badass. That car is very impressive. $375,000 is where you're going to start on that thing as well. But I'll tell you
what. If you've got a $500,000, what the hell are you going to buy these days? Look at all of the choices. And we named, you know, two of them with the Porsche and with this McLaren. And those are just two versions of those vehicles that have many other versions that are other options. It's a wonderful time, but I never would have imagined that there'd be this many specialty cars in each category available to the consumer. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And this car is badass. Like I said, the 720S is one of my favorite cars to drive. I don't know what they're going to do in the aftermarket. I think one with a few thousand miles sold for, I think the sticker was like $335,000 or $345,000. It sold on Bring a Trailer for $200,000+. We could probably dig it up and find out. It was a red 720S. I don't know. You save $100,000, save $90,000 by getting it used. Just a fantastic, fantastic car to drive. Another little comparison for you is if you get a 765 LT, you know, that's, let's call it 3,000 pounds with a few of the options. The 720S was 3,161 pounds, with similarly equipped. So you do save a little bit of weight. You get a little bump in horsepower. Overall, it's going to be a little bit louder both in and out of the car because of the new exhaust and less sound deadening material. So it's going to have a little bit more of that crazy supercar feel to it. Impressive. $375,000. I don't know. Do you go with a McLaren? Do you go McLaren? Maybe not 765. Maybe you save a little bit of money, go 720S. You go Porsche 911, Turbo S. It's a tough call. The Turbo S is a fantastic car, but Porsche still considers it their flagship touring car, right? It's not the GT3. It's not the GT2. It's not the RS. It's a little bit more, let's say, compliant on the road. I drove a Turbo S a few years ago, maybe more than a few years ago now. I think it was 580 horsepower. It had a lot of the options on it. It was a gorgeous blue of, 0 to 16, 2.9 or 2.8, whatever it is. And I can tell you just driving that car. Actually, I had the car for a little while, and I took it down to one of the HRE Wheels open house events. And that car is – and I was able to actually take that car to Willow Springs as well, to Streets of Willow. So I was able to sit in that car, put it in its normal driving mode, drive it down to San Diego, drive it up to Willow Springs, listen to the radio, make a few phone calls. It's as comfortable as can be, and then get it onto the track – put it in its Sport Plus mode, and what an animal. Like, I've always said that the Porsche always had the most significant, different modes, like their Sport mode, Track mode, or Sport and Sport Plus mode. So much of a Jekyll and Hyde thing going on. We're starting to see that more and more with cars today. But for years now, they've always had such a great balance. They really are dial in those performance settings. you know, probably a little bit different than the 911 you got, or Wanda's car, right? Her is it turbo?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
What year is that car?
Yeah, turbo. It's a 92 turbo car.
Yeah. Boy, those cars are really going up in value, by the way.
Yeah, it'd be great if it was running good.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit of the trade-off is that. Well, listen, if you guys want some big horsepower and you want to save some money, this is what you do. Visit your local Dodge dealer. The guys at Dodge, they bring you performance, technology, and great deals. And there's never been a better time right now because Dodge is offering Power Dollars. You've heard us talk about it before. With Power Dollars, you get $10 off for each horsepower of your new car. Every 2019 Dodge Charger, every 2019 Dodge Challenger, doesn't really matter. It's all good. You can go in and pick up a 2019 Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack with 485 horsepower and receive an almost $5,000 cash allowance. If you get more power, you get more off. It's that simple. So hurry into your local Dodge dealer today and take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars. Oh, love those guys. Oh, speaking of the Dodge.
You could buy five of those for what the 765 cost.
Yeah, right? Jeez. I don't have many notes in front of me on this, but I saw the one of the other cars that came from Geneva was, speaking of the Dodge family, the Alfa Romeo Giulia, but then they're doing a hotter version of the Giulia, which crazy wings and body kit, and it's a hotter four-door, four-seat version, or you can get like a track pack version where they eliminate the rear seats and just go with a roll bar.
I didn't think the Giulia could get any hotter, to be honest.
The Giulia is pretty cool. Like I had some fun driving that car. It's interesting though is the automatic transmission, the paddle shift transmission. At low speeds on the freeway, it was a little weird. It was like a little jerky, and the brakes, when you just tap on a little bit, they kind of like bite hard, and then you kind of ease into them. So driving the car in traffic was actually more difficult than driving the car fast. But once you have a little bit of road and you can open that car up, man, that thing is badass. It was a lot of fun to drive that car. I think I took it to a Long Beach Grand Prix. Obviously, I didn't race it there, but it was during the Long Beach Grand Prix week, like 2 years ago, that I drove that and the Alfa 4C. The 4C was fun, but definitely a lot of road noise and a little bumpy and a little tough to get in and out of. But it looks like a great little track car. Anyway, before we wrap things up, one other car is the Bugatti, and I don't know why. I never get this right. The Bugatti Chiron?
Here we go.
Chiron?
Yeah, Chiron.
Chiron?
Who knows? It's up to interpretation.
Everybody keeps doing
it. Oh, Alistair.
I know, right? So they have the Chiron Chiron Pure Sport. And like the McLaren and a lot of the other car companies, they're going to lightweight version. So it has the same 1,500 horsepower quad turbo W16 in the normal car, but it's 110 pounds lighter. But also they've done closer gear ratios to put that power in a more accessible power band. So it's a little bit more of a sports car than it is a grand touring car. They've got it geared up, of course, a little bit lighter, but they have it geared up to be a little bit more of like a canyon carver or a track car. And, of course, that'll cost you a little bit more. That'll cost you $3.6 million. But
there you have it.
But there you go. You're welcome to it if that's what you got. I always think that all the press photos that they do in that blue with the black, I think it's a hot color. I think that thing's pretty
beautiful.
Good. I don't know how you're going to get one of these, though. They're only making 60 of them. And they did the Super Sport 300 Plus a while back, which I forgot where they tested it, but they said it was the first production car to break 300 miles an hour. That's insane.
Everybody needs one of those.
That is nuts. What's going on with you? Do you got any? I know you've been traveling and wrestling and working, but do you got any updates on your projects?
I was just going to say nuts. You know, I haven't met most of the Bernie Police Department yet, but when I break out my 1,600 horsepower twin turbo charger that has a parachute on the back of it.
I saw that, yeah.
When I'm taking Gage to school, I think I'm probably going to meet the rest of the force.
Yeah.
So at least I got that going for me. So, it's, you know, hopefully within the next couple months, I'm just going to drive down there and supersede getting pulled over and just take the car down and show it to them and say, hey, guys, I mean no harm.
Now, you're going to have to. You should stop by there first and call them up, see if you can volunteer for any charity events.
Don't worry. Yeah, I'll be putting my time in for the force, no doubt.
Now, Gearhead Fabrications is putting the car together for you?
Yes, sir.
And remind me, this is not an all-wheel drive conversion. This is still a two-wheel drive car?
This is still a two-wheel drive car, yes, sir.
Good luck.
So it should be faster.
Yeah, if you can hook up.
Exactly. I don't know. We're gonna have to get somebody to build some tires for us. But it's gonna be pretty entertaining. I cannot wait for that one.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna be it's gonna be interesting to see how that thing comes along. And then on your truck, your pickup truck. You were talking about putting a Whipple and stuff on there, but I think the Gearhead guys talked you into an engine swap. Is that still the?
Yeah, we're going to put that. We're going to put the Hellcat in there because we took the Hellcat out of the Charger that the twin turbo car, and it's a demon based motor now. So I had an extra Hellcat sitting around, so why not put it in the 2500? And then, you know, I got the old 99 Dodge being worked on right now, and we were going to go 6-speed. Manual in it because that tranny, remember it was a column shift automatic,
which yeah,
does not bode well in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
So we were trying to go the option of the 6-speed, but whoa, that was a little pricey. So the reality is we're just going to get it back to normal. We're hunting a piece PCM for the tranny now so it can talk to the motor. So, you know, we're just waiting on hardware. So hopefully we'll have some pictures of that thing roadworthy here soon. And, you know, we got a couple, just like you, got a couple projects, you know, getting close. So hopefully in the next couple months we'll be able to unveil two of them at least.
Yeah, well, it sounds good. I've got little updates on the Ford Lightning that we talked about. We had the supercharger rebuilt, installed that. It's making some power. And then as I was installing that thing and getting ready to test it, our buddy Stone Cold Steve Austin sends me a text. He's like, hey, my 95 Bronco's too slow. And I said, hey, I've got a 95 Lightning, and I'm going to pull the engine out, and I'm going to take the supercharger off. Maybe you should use this supercharger. And he's like, I'm listening. So maybe we'll do a little swap where is I'll get my new motor built, which the guys at Dart are putting the motor together for me right now. I'll get the new motor built, and we might take this supercharger, which is rebuilt, and it's making more boost than before. It'd be a great little a power adder for Steve Austin's Bronco. So
he'll buy it for $10, so you'll make some good money.
I was talking about that. I was like, well, I could give him a good deal on it, but really, what are we gonna trade? Like, it's just we're gonna trade something on it, but we'll figure that out at some point. I'm gonna bring my truck over to his place and let him drive it and see what he thinks and if he's into it or not. But he's, you know, he's having some fun. I think he's going to do some upgrades to his Camaro soon as well. I've been hooking him up with some contacts, and he's been having some fun with it. And he better bring his ass out to our CarCast Live event as well.
Just let him know that the next time he starts building on a Camaro, he should pick a little different year than 74.
Yeah, well, you know,
I know it's got sentimental value and everything. But,
you know. Well, it was a deal. You know how Steve is. It was a deal.
Oh God! Well, there you go. That explains it all.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. There was a deal involved. So, we love Steve, and he's excited about his car projects, and I'm happy to help him out a little bit, and we'll get him in here at some point. But excuse me. So we got the Lightning up and running. It's over at Galpin. They're fixing a few little things for me on it. So it'll be running well. I'm going to be bringing it out to our CarCast Live event March 21st. And then my buddy Dave, who fixed a few things on my BMW M3, we'll bring that out there as well. We'll get those next to each other. So if you guys want to come out and see those cars, we'll have the Lightning and the M3 out there, both supercharged. So that'll be kind of fun. That's it. We're out of time for today. We will check in with you guys next week. And again, buy tickets for that CarCast Live event. It's going to be fun. I'm working on some pretty interesting guests that I think you guys will enjoy. So I think that's it. You got anything else?
That's it for me, man. I'm tapped.
That's it. There you go. SmackDown. What is that? Friday nights?
Friday night.
Watch WWE SmackDown.
Buffalo.
Yeah, you're heading out to Buffalo. You're going to be doing that. Fantastic. Congratulations on the belt and keep yourself healthy and strong because you got a lot more in store for WWE. I know that for sure.
Yeah, thank God I got more than 3 weeks to get ready for this next one.
There you go. Yeah. You can eat 2,700 calories of sushi as your post workout snack.
Why not?
You guys, you know where we are. Follow us on social media, and Instagram is a great place for us for all of the automotive posts and CarCast Show. We're on iTunes and Spotify, and we always like a good rating, so we appreciate that as well. And that's it. Until next week, for myself and Goldberg and Chris Loxamana over there, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
See ya.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week. And just a reminder from our friends at Geico, maybe you own or rent a home. Well, it can often be a lot of work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing because you already have a lot to do around your home already. Just go to geico.com. Get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.